What's new in cancer management was University of Florida researcher Jim Graham's presentation topic at Citrus Expo in August. Graham summarizes his presentation, keying on windbreaks, copper, and systemic acquired resistance, or SAR, products.
Well, I was asked today to talk about what's new, and what I talked about is what we've always talked about. It's just that we're starting to put it together, and we're starting to refine and address those issues that, you know, come up when you've had, like, as many years as we've had now, about 6 years that we've had of canker experiences in Florida, and now we know a lot more than when we started. And one of those things is that windbreaks that we always knew would be very effective are in place, and we can evaluate their efficacy, and we're getting very, very impressive results with windbreaks in terms of controlling the disease at a level that allows a grapefruit grower to not have canker be one of his major blemish pack-out issues. So I would say that that's something that hadn't been established before, just how effective they are, and we've shown that they are highly, highly effective and how they should be deployed for that kind of effectiveness. So we had a lot of progress on windbreaks that I talked about. The other thing that I hear about repeatedly, or have heard about over the last year, is the amount of copper that we're recommending, and the fact that it needs to be seasoned along with grapefruit means that you're putting out more and more metal, copper metal, metallic copper, and we haven't been able to show with insoluble copper products, that's all of our traditional products, that we can actually reduce those and maintain the efficacy of control. Again, with grapefruit, this is more demonstrable. But when you mix a soluble copper product called, in this case we'll call it Magnabond, it could be other soluble copper products as well, with a insoluble traditional copper, we are getting efficacy that matches that of a full copper rate when we add the Magnabond with a third of the standard material. That is, we're reducing the amount in net, the amount of metallic that we're using per spray or per season by 50%. That's a tremendous advance over what we've been able to do by manipulating insoluble copper rates, where we start to lose efficacy as we reduce rate. So that's the other thing that I emphasize today, is that copper metal rates and how much we're loading our soils is an issue, and something now we have to deal with. That is to try something that we didn't really think of in the beginning, but through experience, through our trials, have arrived at a way forward. And lastly, I talked about, as I always do, SAR, systemic acquired resistance, is a tool because we control psyllids with neonicotinoids and leaf miner with neonicotinoids. Michael Rogers talked about the limitations of using the rates that we have on trees larger than 5 to 9 feet tall. Well, what we've done is developed the SAR activity that those neonics have. We've developed Actigard, a commercial SAR inducer, as a way of approaching getting the SAR activity we need in the tree to control canker, and integrate that control, SAR control, with copper, but get that level of control we need without the increase in neonicotinoid rate allowances, because those are going to be inelastic, not really able to be increased too much more, if any. Actigard seems to be the tool for the job to augment that SAR, and then SAR is a tool to have more than one mode of action out there to control canker, particularly, again, on grapefruit when we need to be season-long controlling things. The SAR is what I call a 24/7 type of upregulation of resistance from the inside, controlling it as a resistance from within, a systemic resistance, and putting the copper on the outside as our topical protectant. Those work together in a perfect sort of integrated management scheme where you have both modes of action. You're controlling greater than the sum of the parts. Can't go with SAR alone, and copper alone has limitations. So we talked about how integrating those two things together, that we have a way forward now with using Actigard. So we're working with Syngenta, collaborating with them in a comprehensive study looking at Actigard and integration with copper in growers' fields in large-scale tests to work toward getting a registration for Actigard on citrus. That's something that is unprecedented on a fruit crop for this particular mode of action. So we made a lot of progress showing that it works as a soil drench, and now we've made even more progress by showing that it works as a trunk application. So when you're putting things on the trunk, you're keeping them out of the soil, you're preventing them from being leached. If you want to put it in a way, it's safening the material's use. and allowing again for use of higher rates of product without risk of groundwater and other non-target effects. So I'd say that what's new is that we're making progress and making progress on a number of fronts.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.